Thanks for joining me. Thanks for finding my channel. Unless you've already been here before. And I hope you had a great holiday. I know after holidays, you're trying to recharge your batteries and getting back to work or whatever that you're doing daily. I know it's a little daunting, but it's doable. I only say that because there's lots of people that have worse things that go on in their lives and worse things that happen. My cat's looking at me. But you still push through. You still do what you need to do as an adult, as a parent, as a kid, anyone. I'm pretty excited. My cat. I'm pretty excited that basketball's coming. I see you, cat. Hi. Coming on the 30th. Gonna have a JV game. And gonna have a varsity game. I'll come in soon. You gotta give me a second, okay, kitty? I probably might be a little bit late to work. I'm not 100% sure on that. I know the last game, I think, starts at 7:30. And I want to be able to record all of them. It's going to be a little bit more of a chore to be able to get a lot more footage than I normally would. I have been thinking about just using my phone or both my GoPro and my phone. It kind of really depends. I don't want to have to like do a whole bunch of editing or cropping or zooming in or anything like that. I'm already bad enough as it is. If I'm recording a game, if I have to move the camera back and forth, sometimes I'm paying attention too much to the game, and transition is not well thought out. That's why I normally would have it zoomed out so you could see the whole court and everything going on, just in case. Because you never know. You could be sitting there, something happens, something fall, something besides the game's going on, and you got to pay attention to it. So that's one reason why I do it. But I want to be able to have it a little bit more centered and zoomed in, so that way it just looks better as you're watching it. So even just being half court each time, I might try just doing that on my phone. At least the first couple of games. Because there's one on the 30th. And then there's a tournament on the 2nd and 3rd. And then there's another game or another tournament that I won't be able to make it to. I want to. I'm not 100% sure on weather and stuff like that, but I think it's 4 hours away, so I'm not. I'm kind of not too enthused, but if I purchase the, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a national video service that allows you to watch sporting games through high school, as long as they have a camera set up to record and live stream. I think it's $12 or $13, but the good thing about that is I'll be able to watch the games I'm not able to be there for, and I'll still be able to, you know, clip some of the video just for personal purposes and not like broadcast the whole video or anything like that. I don't want to get in trouble, but if I'm able to at least take a lot of the clips and put those in a video and do it the way I normally would, it should be great. When I did the video for one of my son's teammates last year, I kind of took the idea of using the NBA games kind of card making logos and styles that they have for cards. It made it a lot more simple, and also watching a lot of the videos that are on YouTube that kind of follow some high schools or I guess personal people's videos, just seeing some of the editing styles. I think like one of them I saw, every time someone would shoot, if they made it, they had some like neon splash under the net. That takes a little bit of time to have to go through and do small little edits like that. But I want to be able to get all of the clips and videos that I can, so that way I can add that to my kids' library. So when they have college scouts or just college in general want to take a look at the videos, it's right there. It's probably not the best footage, but it's not the point. The point is, you know, what's going on in the video. And if I'm able to do that with some of the other kids on the team, maybe they might be able to, you know, get some more looks if they're wanting to possibly compete as they get out of high school. Not saying it'll happen. I mean, my kid could probably be great this year or not be great or be indifferent or whatever the case may be, but he could be even better than expected and nothing happen. But if I never do this, or if I never attempt to try to get that exposure out there, I'll never expect anything to happen because I'm not putting forth any energy. So I told my kids, you know, just focus on what you're doing. Don't focus on anything that I'm doing. I'm not trying to, you know, pry or get anything out of the ordinary. I just want to be able to get what they're doing and pretty much post it as authentic as possible. But my editing styles are so lacking that I just do the basic minimum while trying to incorporate some of the things that I've learned that I think would probably be great for a lot of the videos that I'm going to be doing this year. So, but yeah, I did purchase a really cheap projector for my kids to watch games or play games or whatnot. But I had to go purchase some blackout curtains because it does not work great when you can see the light coming through. So it's not the greatest either. I believe it's like 720p or 480p or something like that. The resolution is a little bit better when you have it centered and on the screen and everything, but it's not the greatest, but it's something that I'll be able to utilize just to watch movies or whatnot outside when the summer comes, because it doesn't take that much power. So it's actually going to be probably something I can use to go camping with or even just literally outside my house. So anyways, that's it for the day. I know I said it wasn't going to be long, but I think the thoughts come as they come, and if I don't say them, I'm never going to say them anymore. So anyways, I'll make it going. Peace out.